The Greater Sudbury Santa Claus Parade returns November 19 after being absent since 2019 due to COVID-19 restrictions. Needless to say, I'm very excited, said the parade's co-chair, GSPS Const. Rick Carr, speaking at an October 19 press conference where details of this year's parade were released. I've been involved in the Santa Claus Parade for several years. It's been tough on our community not to be able to celebrate something like this. I think the community buzz on our Facebook page, and through the media, is that everyone's looking forward to it, and as am I. This year's parade will be much the same as it was pre-pandemic. Fireworks kick off the parade at around 5:25 p.m., and the parade begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp. The parade route goes from St. Anne Road along Elgin Street, down Larch Street, across Durham Street, back down Elm Street and onto Notre Dame Avenue, where it will be completed. Citizens will be reminded to come early, as parking will be at a premium, said Carr. There are various roads that will be closed as of 1 p.m., and basically the downtown core is closed as of 5 p.m. Carr also reminded participants in the parade not to throw candy towards spectators, as it's a safety concern for kids, given the large vehicles involved in the parade floats. Of course, children will see the candy and they won't necessarily see the potential dangers, he said. The theme for this year's parade is, Groovin' with Santa. Well, you know what, we haven't had a parade in a couple of years, Carr said. We want people to be out dancing and singing and having a good time, enjoying the festivities of the holidays and celebrating the Christmas parade. So we're hoping that the floats will have music and people you know, moving and showing that they're having a great time at the parade. The parade runs, rain or shine, snow, it doesn't matter whether it's plus 15 or minus 15. The parade will be a go. Carr said that so far, there have been 15 entries into the Santa Claus parade, but usually there are 50 or 60 entries. Most groups tend to register in the last couple of weeks before the parade. If you'd like to register, you can do so through the Santa Claus Parade website. We'd like to remind you that we have 2 weeks left to get your applications in, your float submissions in, said Kyle Marcus, managing director of the Downtown Sudbury BIA. And as well, if you'd like to volunteer, we have about 2 weeks to that deadline. Entries in the parade will be judged by Wendy Watson of Greater Sudbury Utilities, Ward 10 incumbent Fern Cormier, Kendra McIsaac of YMCA Sudbury and Greater Sudbury Police Deputy Chief Sarah Cunningham. Young Kate Campbell is this year's child judge. Marcus said the judges will be looking at the use of decorations, lights, Christmas music, costumes, design and more. Also the managing director of the Downtown Sudbury BIA, which is one of the sponsors of the parade, Marcus said his organization is really excited to see the parade come back. It's been really disappointing the last few years that we haven't been able to have it, said Marcus, adding that he has a 6-year-old daughter he's looking forward to bringing to the event. Now that I'm a part of the planning process, it's really fun to feel the magic of childhood again, he said. I have a young daughter and I'm excited to live through her a little bit. Heidi Ulrichsen in Sudbury.com, S. Associate Content Editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.